Cheers, episode one.
Episode one. Oh, fuck me.
Oh, that's pretty good.
What do you think that is?
My first guess is Tang, because of the orangeness.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say Tang and vodka.
Kind of.
Or,
what is it?
Aperol?
What's the...
Mio. Squeezy. Mio.
Oh.
Mio and vodka.
Yes.
It's like Tang in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any, like, intro music?
Hello, everybody. This is Childhood Confessions, first episode, a podcast where I bring on people I like, my friends, and we talk about the things that made them who they are today. Each episode, I will bring on a different guest and explore their memories through childhood, and we'll play a few games, take a couple shots as we did. Wow, you downed yours.
Okay. I told you I was nervous.
That's, we'll read my second grade journal, and we'll discuss the deep issues that I have through that. All right, so my first guest, he's liked by many.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
He has the same sounding name as a famous person. I've seen him naked only once.
That's all you need.
Yep. John Mayer, everybody.
Glad to be here, Mikey.
Thank you. All right, John, have you ever been on a podcast before?
No, I haven't.
Oh?
Alex Watts and I thought about doing one.
Yeah.
And then I promptly left Syracuse.
Oh.
So, bought some microphones and then never used them.
Oh. All right, so let's start it off. Just give me like a little rundown of like the fam. Like, what are we working with? Mom, dad.
That's kind of about it. Okay. As you may or may not know, I'm an only child. So.
I didn't know that. I didn't know if you had brothers or sisters.
Yeah, whole family is me, my mom, and my dad growing up in Cheektowaga, New York.
Good old Cheektowagas.
Right outside. Right on the edge of like Cheektowaga, Amherst. Grew up there my whole life.
Love that. How would you say you were as a child? Would you say like you are how you were are today? Or would you say you were like a little bit more like introverted? Like what would you say how you were?
I like to think it was just me in smaller form. Okay. But definitely on the more introverted side.
Okay.
Being an only child, you kind of... not so much want to impress your parents, but you also like don't want to let them down.
True.
Kind of thing.
You're the only one.
Yeah.
The only one they have.
And people always love to say, it's like, when I tell them I'm an only child, they're like, oh yeah, I can see that. It's like, what does that mean?
That's not a compliment.
Yeah, I never know.
I've never heard that as,
like, give me a,
as a compliment.
Give me a little look and be like, oh yeah, I can see that.
So, right.
What does that mean?
Gotcha.
But I don't think I was a spoiled child. Like, I know it's like a stereotype for only children, but... since I didn't have anything to compare it to, I think my parents, like, kept it kind of on the DL and...
pretty chill.
Like, never really bought me a lot of stuff.
Right.
Would you say you were on, like, the wealthier side or, like, middle class or, like...
definitely middle class, nice. I would say. Like, went to public school, K through 8th grade.
Okay.
And then went to private school
high school. Oh, he's got that money.
So, like, a mix of both.
Shit.
I'd say.
Okay. All right. I feel like that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a good mix. It was nice to... get my bearings in a public school, I guess you could say, and then went to a private all-boys school.
Ooh, we done boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I grew up with money, supposedly, and then did not. So I'd rather that be switched, because I don't remember shit.
Yeah, my parents didn't have me until they're 35, as my mom likes to keep reminding me, the closer I get to 35. and so I think that kind of helped, that they weren't ever... really struggling, not at least when I was around, maybe in their early courting years.
Okay. Do you know how you were conceived or where you were conceived?
my running theory, which I ask my parents all the time, was they had their wedding in March of 93, 3693, and then went to, I'm going to butcher it, either, I think, Hawaii for their honeymoon shortly thereafter.
Okay.
And so if you do up the math... I was born 2 weeks early, 9 months, probably on some Hawaiian beach.
They smushed on the beach.
Yeah. Was either there or...
it's beautiful, actually.
Was either there or they went to Florida. I always forget where our honeymoon was.
How you have that beautiful tan.
Yeah. I did just come back from Tampa.
So, really? Yeah. Okay, that could
look tan?
A little bit.
Nice.
Got I mean, not like Hawaiian tan, but yeah. Just a little bit.
So maybe it was Florida. Yeah.
All right, so when you think about your childhood, mm-hmm. is there any one certain memory that kind of comes to mind? Is there something that pops out?
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear.
So, like, I always felt like I lived a pretty basic childhood.
Okay.
But, like, not to get all, like, oh, modern kids don't have mm-hmm. it good, but remember, like, going to elementary school and then middle school, like riding your bike around, going to the playground.
Or
after
like
school.
Your toys. Like, what do you remember? Right. Like I specifically remember the little play castle with the mm-hmm. cannon.
Oh, yeah. With the.
From like Fisher Price.
Yeah.
With the like rock looking cannon mm-hmm. and you could shoot it.
Yeah. And, so you did have money.
Oh, that money, baby. I think that was like. I tried to look it up and see if you can like buy it today.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's on eBay, but like I think I looked back to see how much it was and it was like $10.
Yeah.
I was like, my God, if somebody was buying that now, it'd be like $50. Oh, he's burping.
I don't want to burp into the mic.
We probably heard it regardless.
But let me think.
How much, producer Dave?
$200.
Oh, no
money,
way.
Money.
Vintage 1994.
$200.
Like Short Royal Kingdom.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would like that for Christmas, please.
Yeah, write that down.
Please. Okay.
I'm trying to remember toys as a kid. I forgot. I was pretty big in, what was the, it was like Lego, but wasn't Kinex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember
Kinetics,
that.
Or was it Kinex? I think it was Kinex.
K-N-E-X. It was like.
Yes.
But you know what I'm talking about? It was like Legos, but more like.
Is it like magnetic or no? Okay, I'm thinking something else.
Remember they kind of look like. Pixie sticks almost, and you like would lock them into place.
Huh.
I remember the big one I had was like this roller coaster one that you could own, and it was sick. And it's like, and 20 years later, I ended up being an engineer, so it's like, oh,
it all comes together,
kind of makes sense.
And the podcast, we figured it out.
Yeah,
this is how we got the engineer John.
Yeah,
Kinex.
Kinex. Did you find it? Did you Google it?
How much is that compared
to
Mikey's?
Is that?
The Ferris wheel.
Oh, I remember the Ferris wheel.
Yeah. How much?
$49.99.
Okay.
Ooh.
Not horrible.
That's
not the worst.
Might have to buy it myself now.
Right, please
you can
do.
Get the roller coaster for
$39. Wow.
Cheaper? Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow. But it's all coming back now.
Yeah.
The Lego, like Bionicle.
Oh,
yes.
I remember the commercial for that.
I think
they like came to life.
I think that was all around the same time of like building things.
Right.
Type toys, and
that's how. I did not do those. Those actually pissed me off. So, friends as a child, did you have like some close friends? Did you have a lot of friends? What was it like?
I did have friends. I think being an only child, you always kind of had to push yourself
to
make friends. Yeah. Otherwise, you're just hanging with your parents, which is fine, not exactly
you
what you want to
cool
be doing.
Parents, I think, yeah.
Yeah, but like when you're a kid, you're like, I want to hang with anyone else. Mm-hmm. But I'd always have friends that I remember my elementary school friend was like my best friend. We'd hang out pretty much every day, played Nintendo GameCube a lot together.
Oh, baby. That was my shit.
And then fifth grade, he moved away. So that was sad.
R.I.P.
And so then it kind of just, I would find like a new best friend for a while.
What was the GameCube game though? What was like
the one I remember playing a lot was Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
Which was not a two-player game.
So you guys would just watch each other
play.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that was common.
Yeah.
Like Grand Theft Auto, like as we got older, I feel like we would just watch each other play that and shoot hookers. And
yeah. Well, there wasn't that much.
Not in Zelda,
but there
was
some.
A ton
you could,
of
like,
hookers.
If you played a game a certain way, you could find it.
That's
but,
nice.
But there was that, and then I think a lot of like Smash Brothers.
Of course.
I remember. Smash Brothers made
the classic.
But yeah,
what was
then,
like your best friend? What was their name?
In elementary school, I get him talk about Bill Penny.
Bill Penny.
Which is a great name.
Shout out.
Yeah, great name. And then from there, middle school, it was much more a wider group of friends.
Okay.
Started playing, like, baseball more, like, middle school sports.
Oh,
became
boy. Boy.
Became friends with girls for the first time. Weren't so icky anymore.
Oh, my God. What sports did you play? Baseball. Soccer.
First sport growing up, t-ball and whatever, kindergarten, first grade. So baseball was the start. Then I think that's all I played from like elementary through middle school. Mm-hmm. I went to summer camp in the summer, so that was like the quote unquote sport, mm-hmm. you could say. And then middle school was football and basketball.
Oh my god, you played baseball. Football?
Played football.
What was your position?
7th through 10th grade.
What was your position?
Well, it changed. Okay.
I mean, you know me. I don't know the sport too well. I thought you just have a position and that's your position.
Yeah, it bounced around. Like middle school, I think it was like linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And
really?
Yeah, which I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
But then high school.
Who's honking? Hello?
Hello?
Dad?
And then I got soundproof the studio.
I know, I'm so embarrassed.
But high school, I love telling people this because they never believe me. I played freshman football.
Okay.
And so a bunch of kids never played before. So mm-hmm. it's like you had kids who played growing up versus kids who this is their first time playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew the ropes for kind of the whole sport. So I ended up playing offensive line, like left guard.
Oh my God.
And on defense, I would bounce around. And I have a trophy to prove it. I won offensive lineman of the year.
I can't believe you did not bring that. That's a little disappointing.
Also, apparently, my mom broke it and re-glued it back together.
Sketchy. Only told
me that recently.
I think she did on purpose, to be honest.
And then sophomore year, they finally realized, it's like, hey, this 130-pound kid probably shouldn't play offensive line.
Right, that's why, yeah.
So I think they finally like, oh, it's like, we should be a better coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then I switched to a wide receiver.
Damn.
And then I stopped playing.
Yeah. I would have never thought, John.
Yeah.
I would have never thought. All right, fun question. What was your favorite meal as a child?
Oh, great question.
And I know your mom makes some good stuff because you still post like those menus, and I'm like, yeah, damn.
Shout out Mama Mare. Hey. She definitely, don't tell her I said this, but it's not really an insult. I don't know why I said that, but she became a better cook once she retired.
Okay.
And so she had more free time in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember growing up, my favorite meal, like as a kid, if I was like hungry and looking for a snack,
mm-hmm.
buttered noodles.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah. I think I would just keep it simple for like the nostalgia factor. When it got too fancy.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I remember, I don't even know what their brand. It was like Celeste Pizza. They were like $1.
Oh.
They were about like eight inches diameter. Mm-hmm. And like that would be go-to.
Delicious.
It's like, am I hungry? Yeah, she's like, here's a whole pizza.
Did you ever eat those frozen meals with the penguin?
Oh, yeah. What were those called?
I forgot what those are called.
Those were like
Producer Dave.
Fancy, please. Or not fancy, but like kid frozen TV dinner.
Kid hungry man.
Oh, wow. I definitely ate that.
I remember how bad the brownie was. It was never good.
Yeah.
Kid Cuisine.
Oh, how could I forget? I remember the commercials now.
Same.
Producer Dave coming up
always
quick.
Always just the penguin.
Yeah. I feel like the dessert, too, because I feel like you just put the whole thing in the microwave,
right,
and the dessert was like gross.
Yeah, it was hot. And it like wasn't, the textures were so bad because you're microwaving it. So
was not edible.
I think I've had definitely that one. The chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets,
the
mac
corn.
And cheese. So the brownie.
The brown. Yeah. I think that's the only one I've ever, and I just kept getting it even though I hated it.
Honestly, it wasn't a bad idea to like make your kids not eat dessert. Was here, let's make it nuclear hot.
Yeah, and you'll never want chocolate fake. That had to be so fake.
Wow, good pull,
like
Mikey.
Melted freaking Kraft cheese.
Waves of nostalgia.
Right?
I made a hamburger helper a lot too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like two working parents, it's like we gotta cook something fast.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to that glove as
such a good icon.
The mascot.
Mascot,
mm-hmm.
That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
He talked.
Yeah.
The glove talked. That just reminded me of the paperclip from PowerPoint.
Oh, Clippy.
Where the fuck is he? And you could change it. They had, like, different characters as PowerPoint progressed.
But why would you?
I mean, it's like I always was Clippy, and he had so many tips.
He had so many things to
tips
say.
And tricks.
And I never wanted to hear it.
I X'd him out immediately, but he was...
Poor guy.
He was nice. John, what were your childhood nicknames?
I think it was
just John.
John Mayer.
Just John Mayer.
I mean,
that's you now, so that makes sense.
Yeah. My entire life, most people, it just like rolls off the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's...
I know, I feel like it would be weird for me to continue saying John Mayer,
mm-hmm.
but it feels really weird just calling you John.
I know, so it's kind of... My dad's name is also John. Shocker.
The first John Mayer?
Yeah.
The grandfather?
The OG.
Oh, he's the OG. Okay.
And
my father's name is John as well.
Interesting.
Yeah. But my middle name is John.
Oh.
We have so much alike.
So much in common.
What's your middle name, Michael?
Luke.
Luke. Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
But he said growing up, his people would call him, they would just call him John Mayer. Mm-hmm. Like roll off the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was before other John Mayer. So.
Huh. I wonder.
Yeah.
Which one's better?
Yeah. There's three of us, so.
Wait, who's the third?
Me, my dad, and the singer.
Oh.
But,
I don't think the singer is. I think the singer is last.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
I haven't met your dad, so. Yeah. I would have to. I also haven't met John Mayer.
But because of that, my family would call me Johnny growing up.
Oh.
And kind of still do, too. Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they're the only ones who do that.
I like that. What would you say your biggest, like, fear or phobia was as a child? Or is still now? Or did you get over your childhood fear and now you have new ones?
I remember growing up in the, we had, like, a backyard. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing big, just a classic Cheektowaga type backyard. Mm-hmm. And when I got a little older and, like, I don't know, 8 to 10 years old, we would buy those inflatable pool things for the summer. And I remember when you get rid of it, the, like, the grass would be all gross. Yep. And there'd be so many, like, worms.
Oh.
And as a kid, I was, like, terrified of these worms. And so my dad would, as any dad does, would just be like, oh, my God, there's a worm right there. And, like, I would freak out, apparently.
Oh, my God.
So... Don't have that fear anymore.
You're not afraid of worms anymore.
No. I mean, I don't hate worms. I don't like seek them out, but I'm not afraid of them either. Yeah.
So this is a question that I feel like a lot of people have are probably listening to here.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you on 9/11?
Well, does it really matter? Like,
it does.
Well, I was in, it was 2001, second grade.
Okay, I was in second grade.
Yeah.
Are you a year younger than me?
Yeah.
But you were still in second grade?
The fall of 2021. And then, that's the way I always remember
2021?
It. Or,
we'll
fix that in post.
No, we will not.
Record
show.
It was just a couple years ago, right? It seems like only yesterday. So fall of 01,
okay,
and then spring of 02, yeah, I was in second grade. Because I always remember, like, the spring year, like, lined up with what grade I was in, like, spring of 02, okay, second grade, spring
but
of 03.
But you were born in 93.
94.
94?
Yeah, I just turned 30.
You were not second grade.
I think I was.
I was second grade. I'm 31.
Damn.
Okay, maybe... Were you early? Was I late?
I think.
Am I finding out that I was held back right this second?
Talk about a confession.
Oh, my Lord.
John was 7.
What?
John was 7.
John was 7. I was 1992 minus 2001.
You were 9.
Gives me 9.
Hey, oof.
Oh, God. Maybe I was. Nope, I was 4th grade.
4th grade? That's a
was I 4th?
Big jump. I thought it would be 3rd grade.
Wait, no, it was 4th grade because it was Mrs. Smith, and I remember she turned on the TV.
Ooh.
Okay, this is all coming back to me right now. It was not Mrs. Miles, it was Mrs. Smith.
Mrs. Miles
was... Mrs. Miles was that journal over there.
Oh,
That's
for later.
Yep. Mrs. Smith, she made us... She turned the TV on, and everyone's freaking out. And then she turned it off, and she goes...
She pointed, and it's like, this is what happens when you don't do your homework.
That is not right. I'm sure she felt it, but she was a religious lady, and she said, "I know I'm not allowed to do this, but let's all say a little prayer right now for all the people that died
in public school."
In public school, I should have ratted her ass out. I should have gotten that bitch fired.
Oh man, no, that's a that's a good thing to do, I think.
Yeah, pray.
Yeah,
in public school.
Mm-hmm. Rock well, on. Given the circumstances.
Well, yeah. Imagine being like
an
adult with
it's not
like
an everyday thing.
Yeah, an adult with all these freaking children and this shit's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening. Do you remember going home that day though?
So what I remember being in second grade. To be honest, I don't remember much about the day.
Okay.
I just remember being really nice out, and I would go. My parents worked late, so I would go to like the after school program for like just like hang out
at the school. Yeah, I remember always being jealous of the kids that used to do that,
and just like I'd like do my homework, and then we'd go outside usually, and wait for my parents. But that day, and they never really, they probably told, I don't know if they told us, but like we can't go outside, they can't go on the playground, and it was a beautiful day. I was like, what the heck. And then I think my dad came to pick me up earlier than he normally did. Yeah,
I feel like the parents had like, I feel like my parents came like earlier, like during school, like right after we found out. Yeah, I remember going home, TV was on, the tube TV, and my mom and my sister, I have no idea where my dad was. Do you have somewhere to be?
No, sorry.
For those listening, John just pulled his cell phone out to look at the time.
I did not do that. My phone buzzed.
Anywho. I remember sitting in the living room, the big tube TV. My mom and my sister are crying, and then I'm, like, watching. I'm, like, sobbing. I'm, like, turn it off. My mom's like, no, this is history. This is terrorism. And then... That's all I really remember. But I remember being yelled at for, like, asking to turn it off because I was fucking traumatized of watching all these people die. Okay, let's get to our next segment.
Ooh, sponsor break?
Sponsor break. Okay, our next segment. This is where we get to the confession. I haven't named the segment yet.
Okay.
But if I had to come up with a name right now, I would call it Childhood Confession. All right, so before you give us your little memory, your little confession, I am going to read a random confession that I found on Reddit.
How'd you find it?
I went to reddit.com and I searched childhood confession.
Nice.
Is there a
subreddit for it, or you just...
You know what? I Googled it.
Gotcha.
I didn't go to reddit.com. Okay. I Googled childhood confession Reddit. Mm-hmm. All right. So this Reddit confession is from What the Fuck Broccoli.
Great name.
This is from 12 years ago. Oh. All right. So here we go. I think I was about 7 to 8 years old, and I was using my brother's bathrobe. Got a sudden urge to poop, thought I could hold it in, but I couldn't. Turned out that it was really diarrhea. Not a lot, but enough to really get a very visible layer of a brownish color on the gray bathrobe that looked a bit like split hot chocolate. And by split hot chocolate...
I was about to ask.
I mean spilt hot chocolate. I'm starting to feel the shot a little bit. All right, spilt hot chocolate on the bathrobe in the spot where you would shit. Okay, so I hung up the bathrobe in a closet, parentheses, no, it wasn't dripping with poop, and a few years later, my mom pulled it out. I'm assuming they're British. Mm-hmm. My mom pulled it out, and we all had a laugh because it was so hilarious that someone would spill so much hot chocolate in such an unfortunate spot. I did not say a thing.
Wow, that is...
Yeah.
That's a pretty good confession.
I don't know if I would immediately think hot chocolate.
There's no... I think that mom was pulling a mom move and be like, oh, yeah, this is definitely hot chocolate.
But she's saying that still, like, nobody thinks it was her diarrhea.
Yeah.
Wouldn't your first thing be to, like, throw it out?
Kids' minds are...
Different.
Different, yeah.
That's true.
But, yeah, I think that would be a good... But then you'd have to be like, oh, where's my bathroom?
Right.
Then as a kid, you'd probably come up with some elaborate excuse. Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know.
Okay.
What is split hot chocolate again?
It's when you split chocolate. One is hot, one is cold. Did you ever have any poop stories from a child? Ever have an unfortunate bathrobe?
I never wore a bathroom split. As a kid.
I still... My sister got me one for Christmas this year, and I still haven't worn it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think any traumatizing poop stories. I'm sure there was, like, when I was a baby, it's like, pooping around.
Yeah.
But I don't think I remember.
No poop. Okay. All right. Yeah. That's okay. You don't need to have one.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably best. Or maybe it's just so repressed in my memory.
Like, right. Definitely traumatizing.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So, we got that big poop confession from What the Fuck... Fuck broccoli.
No.
Let me hear a little confession of yours.
Alrighty.
Is that your note?
This is my note. Okay. It's my story, so I don't forget anything.
You wrote it down, guys. I'm very excited.
But mine's not really... Well, first of all, it's less poop.
Okay.
So, that's almost no poop.
Not good. Okay.
It's more of a... Not really a confession, mm-hmm. I guess.
Just a funny story.
More of a funny story. Okay. But I don't think I've told that many people it. Okay. So.
Well, you're about to tell two people listening. And a dog.
So, to set the scene...
Mm-hmm.
I was, I think, 7 or 8 years old.
Okay.
So probably around 9/11-ish to set the scene. My dad was a salesman growing up, so he was, like, out of town a lot. Not really super relevant to the story, but just that he was out of town, and it was just me and my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the bathroom, and I, as any kid often does, was eating candy.
Mm-hmm.
The way the story goes in, like, nowadays they say it was a sweet tart. But as I thought about it, it might be Smarties and like the little tube plastic wrapper. I
love Smarties. Mm-hmm. Ugh, that was just pure candy.
Yeah,
or
just
sugar.
Pure sugar, like smushed together.
Oh my God, I haven't had a Smartie in a minute.
They must still sell it.
They
in
have to,
right? I mean, that's their whole thing.
That's I don't know the brand, the company,
but so
you don't have to look it up, Dave.
Yeah. So there I was eating Smarties. And I don't remember why,
mm-hmm.
but my mom's in the bathroom, so it was just me. And somehow, that Smartie ended up my nose. Yeah. And, like, I remember, like, in retrospect, I remember it happening. Because I just remember, my first thought was like, oh, this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, usually as a kid, you're, like, just flying on the seat of your pants, going through life. Mm-hmm. There's no tomorrow. There's no yesterday.
Right.
But...
In this moment.
Yeah, this moment I was like, oh, this is going to be bad.
Right. Like, how far off? Like, you felt it like, oh, okay.
So, sorry for rushing you. Well, I was just going to say that it was there, and it's like, I'm just a kid, so I'm trying to, like, pull it out, like, get in there and pull it out. Ugh. And in doing so, I just push it up more and more. Ugh. And so my mom, shortly thereafter, comes out of the bathroom, and I remember standing in the hallway looking at her, and... I couldn't see myself, and I never saw, like, looked in the mirror this whole time, mm-hmm. but the way she tells it was, like, on the, like, bridge of my nose, so it was, like, way up there.
Oh.
And so my mom, to her credit, like, kept it super calm, super collected, and immediately called 911.
Nice.
And so don't know how much longer from that it happened, but the fire department came.
Ooh.
Not sure why them out of, like, not like a EMT or an ambulance, but... 3 guys from the fire department in a full fire truck.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think the siren is on, but the lights were blasting.
Mm-hmm.
We lived on a dead end street too, so it's like the talk of the town that night. So I remember sitting on we had like this Lazy Boy recliner. I'm sitting on it, and these two initial firemen come in, and they kind of like squat down and look at me, and they're like, oh, they're like staring right at, and they're like, oh, this is bad.
Oh shit!
And I'm like. I'm just a kid. I'm like, oh my God. Like,
I've been sobbing.
Yeah, it's like, I think I was just so scared. It's like, you never really see a fireman unless they like come to school and they're like doing that demonstration. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So part of me was like, oh my God, it's you. It's like, this has to be really bad.
Damn.
And so.
Did you try to like blow out or was it just like pass?
No, it was just like, it had to be way up there and they were like, oh, I think you might need surgery. And in retrospect, I'm not sure if they were just. Like messing with me, like they knew everything was gonna be fine. Yeah. Everything was gonna be fine. They were trying to like scare me, like to not do this again.
Right.
But like, kind of remember their faces, and they were like, kind of side eyeing each other. It's like we might have to take them to the hospital. Damn. Blah 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 blah. And then after that, so it was them two and this older guy who, in my memory, is like the fire chief comes in with like. Oh, also by the way, they're wearing full. Fireman regalia. They're not like
they're changing to work on you.
Well, they must have like got the call that like, oh, a kid stuck something up their nose. Let's go down the fire pole and put on our fire boots.
I'm not a fire person, but I feel like any emergency, they're putting on the gear.
Yeah, they got to. It would be
nose,
that's a good point.
The Smartie could have rubbed up on
a
bone, created a fire.
That's a good point. It would have been a lot weirder if they didn't show up.
Right? Like in normal street clothes.
That's a good point.
Like, who the fuck are you?
Who are you guys? But so then the fire chief guy came in and he comes in with his sage wisdom and like looks at me. And then he looks at my mom. He's like, do you have any tissues? So he scurries off and grabs it, takes a few, and he holds it up to my nose and he just goes, blow. And this purple goo just comes out. Ooh. And he's like, all right. And he grabs another one, and he's like, blows again. And there was nothing. And he's like, all right, I think we're done here.
It was gone.
It was gone. So this nice. Extremely traumatizing thing right. was just...
You just had to blow yeah, your
Sometimes
nose.
It's just the simplest things of... Just blowing. If there's something stuck up your kid's nose, yeah. as traumatizing as it can be mm-hmm. for a parent, just blow.
Yeah.
So we lived on a dead-end street, mm-hmm. and, like, this was back in the day where you'd get the, like, local newspaper, and oh, they had, yeah. like, the little police blotter thing.
Oh.
And so one of our elderly... Like, we... I was... My parents were one of the youngest ones mm-hmm. on the street. There was a lot of, like, old people who lived there. And, like, I think it was our next-door neighbor, or the one who lived across the street, cut out a little, like, blurb of it, and it was just, like, local boy stuck candy... Local boy 7 stuck candy up nose, fire department provided assistance, oh. and just dropped it in our parents' mailbox.
That's amazing. Yeah. Your first touch of fame right there.
Yeah.
All right, well, I want to go to our next segment, and this is the fun little game part.
Uh-oh.
So the game that we are going to play is Would You Rather?
Mm.
And it's like, would you rather? Like,
oh, wow.
Fuck. All right, so on the TV here, we are going to have Would You Rather, and Dave is going to click through, not right this second, but he's going to click through, and there's going to be pictures of two people, and mm-hmm. you're going to... I'm going to announce them, and then you're going to say who you would rather fuck.
Wow.
Okay.
What does this have to do with my childhood?
Their childhood characters. Oh, 90s to 2000s characters. So that's what it has to do.
All right.
Fuck. All right. So would you rather... Next slide, please. All right. So would you rather... We have Spinelli from Recess or Gretchen from Recess. Do you remember Recess on one Saturday morning?
I do. I'm not going to lie, I didn't watch it that much.
Okay, but you know who they are.
I do know who they are. Okay. They're both from Recess. Yeah, right?
So Spinelli, feisty, Gretchen, nerd.
This is me now or me as a child? Either way,
as a child.
Either way, Spinelli.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You know, I kind of felt that way. Yeah. But I didn't know if there was like some like little kinkier side to you as a child. I was like, ooh, she's nerdy.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah. But she's really smart. But I feel like the smart ones, they go unnoticed.
Yeah.
And they're crazy.
It was me as a kid. I was pretty smart.
Oh, and crazy.
And crazy.
All right, so Spinelli it is. All right, next, please. All right, Doug Funny or Skeeter Valentine from the show Doug?
Oh, wow. I guess Skeeter.
Skeeter?
Yeah.
Give me a reason. Give me one reason why.
Relatively speaking, seems more fun. I think Doug would be pretty bland.
I think so, too. And, yeah. I mean, with a name like Skeeter.
Yeah.
Like, he's skeeting.
He's there for the taking.
He's skeeting at the ripe age of 9 years old.
Yeah.
Once again, we're talking as if we were children.
They're both...
Like, who we would...
Yeah. Fuck. They're both bald, if we were a child. Though. It's like, how are they...
They got a couple stragglers up there. Yeah. I mean, Skeeter's taller, more lean.
Looks like he's got knee pads on.
He's got knee pads. He's ready to serve. Service. Next, please. All right. DJ Tanner or Kelly, I don't know her last name, from Saved by the Bell.
I think this one's pretty obvious. Yeah. Gotta go.
I should have found a sexier picture of DJ, I guess.
Yeah, that's not
and
doing
maybe
DJ any favors.
A less sexy picture, but that is an iconic picture. We have have to agree.
So, Kelly, but I actually never watched Saved by the Bell, so I did watch Full House.
I feel like that was, like, earlier than us. I feel like that was my, like, sister's show, like, late 80s, early 90s, when we were still, like, oh, my God. So sorry for hitting the microphone. When we were, like, babies. But, I mean, that picture is just, everybody knows it.
Yeah.
All right, next, please. All right, Carl Weezer or Sheen... Estevez, I think his last name is.
Yeah, it's a good
from
name.
Jimmy Gene Neutron. Carl doesn't look like the pictures that I have.
Where did you find that?
Carl is currently photoshopped with a very buff man's body.
Did you photoshop that?
I did not.
Okay.
I found it on Google.
Thank God.
Yes.
This one's a tough one.
Like as a kid, if you had to,
I think Sheen.
I would have to agree.
I think Sheen. Carl is just. Like, nowadays, it's like, oh, he was pretty funny. But when you're a kid, you're like, oh, he's kind of a weirdo.
Yeah, and you're like, really wanted to fuck
Jimmy's mom. Yeah.
And like he really liked croissants.
Croissants.
Croissants. Yeah. All right, I would go with Sheen as well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's crazy. All right, next please. All right, Amanda Bynes. Ooh. Or I don't know, Danielle Fishel, I think her actual name. Topanga.
Oh.
Topanga.
What is from Topanga from? I don't think I
Boy Meets World. Boy Meets World
also didn't really watch
it. Boy Intarnation.
Talking about Confessions.
But did you watch the Amanda Show?
I did watch the Amanda Show.
Well, that's good.
So I don't know if that, maybe I did, like I've seen a couple episodes of Boy Meets World. So I think I want to say Topanga, but I might.
Still choosing Topanga and you've never really watched it.
But,
well, yeah, she was also like an icon for the young boys.
Yeah. Okay. I did love the Amanda Show like that and all that.
All that.
I really liked.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Next. All right, we got Britney Spears, 90s Britney Spears, and 90s Jessica Simpson.
It's Jessica Simpson.
It's Jessica Simpson. Okay, there's I really didn't know which one you were going to go
there's
with.
She made a music video for like These Boots Are Made for Walking. Oh, that was
She was in the Dukes of Hazzard, wasn't she? Yeah. The remake.
Yeah, that was fun. It's like, as iconic as Britney is, especially 90s Britney, I still got to go with Jessica Simpson. Yeah. But
I remember that. Yeah. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
That music video, she was like rocking those booties.
I think she was in like a Hardee's commercial too. Like, see, like I know her pretty well.
Yeah, I guess so. Shit.
In like a Hardee's commercial, like washing a car and all soapy. And it's like, that'll do it.
That'll do it. That'll do a clean car.
Yeah.
Shit.
And a hamburger.
And a hamburger. Next, please.
Oh, wow. Keeps going.
All right. Ooh. Fight Club Brad Pitt or Titanic Leo DiCaprio?
Have you seen Fight Club?
I have.
So
have you?
I have.
Okay. Have you seen Titanic?
I have also. Okay.
I know this picture is probably not doing Leo justice because Brad Pitt's currently shirtless.
He also looks like 12 years old.
Yeah. But he was not. He was not 12 years old in Titanic because drawing fucking Kate Winslet nudie.
Sure hope he was not 12.
Do you remember watching that scene for the first time?
I don't. I think I remember my parents renting it. It was the two VHSs.
Yes.
Which is wild to think about nowadays.
So long.
But I don't remember it, so that makes me think my parents didn't let me watch it.
Right.
Type scenario. Also, I probably fell asleep because I was like, oh my God, there's a second VHS.
Right.
We gotta watch. That being said, Brad Pitt.
Okay. I would have to agree in this scenario.
What about Meatloaf in. In Fight Club.
I don't remember Meatloaf being in Fight Club.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? I just remember him in, like, Rocky Horror
Picture Show. Oh, yeah, also good.
He was in that. I remember because we owned the two VHSs.
Oh, yeah.
That was something. But I remember my sister was watching it one day, and I was just, like, chilling with her, and I don't know where my parents were. And it gets to, him drawing her naked, and my mom, walks in. She's like, what are you doing? He's right here. I remember her trying to figure out the VHS, the VCR, and she's like, can't figure it out. She's screaming. She's telling me to shut my eyes. And
it's
I was like,
what is it? Like Kate Winslet's hand up on the
steam. Oh, that was hot too.
Like drags it
that
down.
That was hot too.
Made an impression on
me. I've always wanted to do that.
Leo was 23.
23.
Oh, baby.
I wonder how old Brad Pitt was. You don't have to look it up, but I just wonder. Next, please. All right. Early 2000s Hilary Duff or early 2000s Lindsay Lohan? And let's just talk about these outfits real quick. The layered tank top, the ripped jeans, the dress that looks like Smarties packet.
Yeah.
Who would you choose?
I guess if we're talking, what did you say, early 2000s?
Early 2000s.
I think I would go Lindsay Lohan.
Okay. That was like her Freaky Friday
time.
Like, that was a great movie.
Was that? It's probably pre Mean Girls.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. She's younger than her. But, she's modeling.
But modern day,
Hilary
Duff. She looks
killing
fantastic.
Killing it. And she so unproblematic.
Yeah,
she really did it. Next, please. All right, we have two presidents during our childhood. We have. Also, these are the pictures we're looking at are the actual paintings.
The White House portrait.
Yeah, the portraits that were painted for them. So we have William Clinton, Bill, as one would know him as, and George W. Bush. So both iconic in different ways.
Mm.
One, you know, just coming all over the Oval Office.
Mm.
The second, just starting the largest war of the United States. That's not true. But the most recent
definitely
one.
Longest.
Maybe a little these unnecessary.
These are both great paintings.
I would love to know who painted these.
Mm-hmm.
I would want one. But yeah, who would you want to fuck?
Gotta say, I think it was the president when I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah. I would have to agree.
Yeah.
George is very good looking, though, I will say.
They're both,
he was a looker.
Yeah, both, what's the word? White men politicians.
I've heard of them, yes.
Like, appearance probably got them pretty far, and I can see why.
I can see why, too.
But
he was, like, he was fuck. Like, he yeah. was in the Oval Office.
Oh, yeah. Like, Slick Willie.
God.
Like, but, sheesh. I mean, can you blame him? He's, like, playing saxophone on the Arsenio Hall show.
My gosh.
But there's no way he was the first, and I doubt he's the last to
definitely not.
Be using the Oval Office.
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
I would rather not, but...
I would rather.
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, who your, like, sexual awakening was when you started, like, hanging out with the squirrels?
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, that's what they call it. The squirrels.
Let me think.
I mean, it sounded like Jessica Simpson really... did it for you, but I don't know if that was like the one.
I did have this was a little later, a crush on Victoria Justice and okay. Like Victorious. Yeah,
she sings, she dances,
mm-hmm.
She's cool looking.
But it rang a bell with that Jessica Simpson thing.
Really pulled that out from your core.
But and was she the one matched up with Britney Spears too? Oh, she was. But her and the. I can't remember what music video, but the red jumpsuit.
That's Britney.
Yeah. I can't remember what video that is, though. Oops, I Did It Again?
No.
No?
Yes.
Yes.
So, we have gotten to the last portion, segment, as we will say. Where you are going, I'm going to give you my my journal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to preface it. It wasn't like my personal journal. It was like a thing that I had to do in second and third grade.
Like for a school assignment?
For school, but like I would have to write every day, so it was pretty much like a journal. Mm-hmm. Like it had to be about, like it could have been about school, but it was mostly about like what you did, and you'd have to bring it home like on the weekend
mm-hmm.
and like write on the weekend on like what you did and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I have picked out, I don't know, a passage. Not the best one, but definitely one to kind of give you a taste of what I was like as a child. And this is, once again, this is from the year 2000. I was, you should treat that as if it's an ancient artifact because it's falling apart. It's a composition book from
there's no cover, no
2000,
back.
And it's seen some shit. So, John, I'm going to give you some time to... This is me as a second grader, so... The handwriting's horrible. The grammar is horrible. The spelling is barely readable.
Yeah.
This readable?
Yeah. Legible?
Legible.
Readable.
Hard to read.
What are the... So,
there's numbers at the end of each sentence because I think we had to have a number of sentences per Mrs. Miles in the second grade.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to give you the floor, and this is one of my journal entries. You could read the date if you'd like.
February 16th. 2000.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right. Let's give this a go.
Mm-hmm.
It is raining today. I'm very surprised. It has snowed a lot. Now it's raining. I did not think it was ever going to stop snowing. Well, I would not think it snow in summer.
I'm sorry.
All right, continue. Or in October. But I don't want the snow to go away. I just want the cold to go away. Well, I kind of want the snow to go away. I hate the cold. And I like the snow. Steph?
My sister.
Loves the snow. Me and my mom really hate the cold. Just like when I wake up and go on the couch. The couch is cold.
It's so weird hearing another person read this.
And in the basement, it's underground. I think there's no more I can tell you. Oh, there's one more. The cold heat.
Yep.
Or in the car. Next page. Or at school. Well, that's all I can tell you. Well, that's all the things like snow. Plants are cold outside. Cars outside are cold. Coats are cold. Chairs are cold. It's like everything is cold. Books are cold. Well, this is kind of boring. Very,
I didn't read this part.
Very self-aware of you.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of boring. I can't think of anything to write about right now. After this, I'm going to read 3 books.
Damn.
Well, that would be good. I like books. I got one from Valentine's Day. It is really good. It is called Cannonball Chris.
I don't remember that one.
I bet you know what it's about. That's what it says. It's like having a conversation with yourself. It is called Cannonball Chris. I bet you know what it is about. But if you don't know, it is a... But it is about swimming. I can't tell you I love books. Sentence 42, end of...
That was 42 sentences. Yeah. Holy hell.
End of journal entry.
Yes.
Wow. That was...
That was something. Really so, good. Yeah, I feel like as a child,
mm-hmm.
I would have to say I had some issues.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm very indecisive, as you can tell. I love books, and then I don't really love books.
Mm-hmm.
And the anxiety was there at all times.
It kind of reads like, I mean this as a compliment, as like a extremely depressed poet.
Yeah.
Like, everything is cold.
It was kind of like
so cold. I hate the cold.
Right.
But I love the snow, but I hate the snow.
Right. It's very, I should have written a poem book.
Very Sylvia Plath. I don't think Sylvia Plath of you.
I can't write that right now.
No.
I wouldn't be able to write that.
I mean, you do take some liberties with, like, your sentence structure.
Right.
But they're sentences.
Yeah. I mean, there's some periods. There's...
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think you would be friends with that boy?
No.
Okay. I would have
I did
to
like
agree.
Books too.
Yeah.
Dave, can you look up Cannonball
Chris?
Yeah,
can you look up Cannonball Chris for us? Oh, that looks weird.
that doesn't
look real. doesn't look like a real
skimped on the artist
there. Yeah.
Huh. But if you like books, I bet we could be friends.
Yeah.
Chris, the biggest and funniest of all second graders, decides not to go to a swim party because of his fear of deep water. Chris's father patiently helps him conquer his fear and win a prize for diving.
It all makes sense.
That's a good book.
It all makes sense.
That's a good book.
He's got fears.
Second grade.
I had so many fears.
Mm-hmm.
And his father, in the story, he helped him.
And he overcame it.
I think my father would just throw me in the fucking pool and call it a day.
Learn to swim.
That's right. All right. Well, that is it. I do want to end it with one last question.
Oh.
And that last question is, looking back, what would you tell your younger self?
Wow, that's a heavy, heavy way to end the episode.
I know, from Cannonball Chris to that, I know.
Sounds a bit cliche, but I would just say to my younger self, John, be yourself.
Be yourself.
There's no sense in trying to, like, act different for different crowds or try to play up to different people.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay true to yourself and whatever you want to do. If you think it's good and right, you should do it.
That is great advice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I would say that was a beautiful first episode of this podcast.
I agree. Thanks
and
for having me.
I want to thank you so much for just expressing yourself, telling me your interests, telling me you want to fuck Bill Clinton.
Yep.
And
things have been in my body.
Yes.
That shouldn't be.
Mm, yeah. Debatable.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
thank you for having me.
Thank you, John.
Hopefully,
This has been great.
Yeah, hopefully I was a good first guest.
You were.
Not too good that nobody else wants to come on.
That's but, like, true.
Lay the good foundation.
I need other guests, so.
All right, guys. This has been an episode of Childhood Confessions. If you want to be on the pod, let me know. Instagram handle is mhaz69. John, would you like to tell us?
If you want to follow me on socials, yes. It's at Mayer, M-A-H-E-R, not Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R.
Don't do that one. That's the John Mayer.
What?
Don't do the M-A-Y-E-R one. You want the M-A-H-E-R. Right.
This doesn't come across good on audio. Mayer, not Mayer.
Mayer, not Mayer.
On all socials.
We should have had our microphones this close to our mouths this entire time.
It would be pretty nice.
Oh, my God. Goodbye.